SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Yira Damarang, hello, I'm Luana Grant, executive producer of NITV Radio. I'll be your host for this special episode of The Australia Explained. In Australia, January 26 is the National Day, but the date is contentious. Many migrants who are new to Australia want to celebrate their new home, but it's important to fully understand the full story behind the day. For some Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, January 26 marks the beginning of a painful part of their history and represents survival, invasion and mourning. January 26 is officially Australia Day, the country's national day, but for Indigenous people and an increasing number of Australians, this is not a day to celebrate. Bo Spurum, a Gamilaroi, Kuma and Morawari activist and podcaster, feels somber as the day approaches.
So for me, once I get to the day, the morning, it's like I'm going to a funeral. I know something bad has happened. It's a very somber feeling.
January 26 marks the beginning of colonisation in Australia. It's the day when the British first raised the Union Jack flag in Sydney Cove in 1788. Australia Day has been observed on January 26 since 1935, but only became a nationwide public holiday in 1994. Some Australians celebrate by organising barbecues with their friends and family, going to the beach or watching the fireworks at different organised events across the country. Many citizenship ceremonies are also held on this date. But January 26 has been protested as a day of mourning by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people since 1938. A growing number of Australians refuse to celebrate the day and are asking for the national holiday to be moved to a different date. Dr. Summer Mae Finlay, a Yorta Yorta woman and senior lecturer at the University of Wollongong, explains that January 26 is problematic for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people because it marks the beginning of when their people were stripped of their land and cut off from their culture.
It is the start of racism. It's the start of discrimination. It's the start of a time when our peoples were disenfranchised from the community and the country that essentially our ancestors have been walking on for over 65,000 years. So this date in particular, of all of the dates people could have chosen to celebrate and acknowledge this country, it is the date that really was the start of a very painful and ongoing period of colonisation for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
British colonisation has been devastating for Indigenous Australians who faced land dispossession, massacres, introduced diseases and the forced removal of children. The effects of colonisation, including a systematic discrimination, poor health outcomes and overrepresentation in the justice system, are still felt today. Dr. Finlay urges all Australians to learn about their country's history.
I think Australia is a wonderful country in many ways, and I'm sure that people who come to this country and are new citizens would acknowledge and recognise that. But at the same time, we have a history in this country which isn't great and isn't particularly well acknowledged.
Mr. Spurum would love to see immigrants support Aboriginal people in their plight for justice, especially because many share similar stories.
Have been through, you know, occupation, have been through war, have been through massacres, have been through something similar to being corralled and being moved to missions, you know, which Aboriginal people describe as concentration camps as well.
Rana Hussein is a board member of Reconciliation Australia, a not-for-profit foundation promoting reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. She says that the issue of January 26 should matter to all Australians, not only Indigenous people.
I think for a lot of people, they think that that complication and that sadness and grief is only sitting with First Nations people, but actually, I think anybody who understands what the significance of that day is can only feel complicated about it. And then for me, you know, being the child of Indian migrants, you know, we have our own history of colonization and British colonialism.
Recent polls show a majority of Australians want to keep Australia Day on January 26, but there is still considerable debate around changing the date every year. To reflect the history of the date, some Australians refer to it as Invasion Day or Survival Day. Indigenous groups organise marches, rallies, dawn services and cultural events over the country on January 26. Dr. Finlay describes how these events unfold and who can take part.
And the marches are peaceful marches through the street as a protest. I participated in a couple of marches in Melbourne when I was living down there, and it is a fantastic way of families getting together, whether they're Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families, whether they're non-Indigenous families, and actually just showing support for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the country.
Ms. Husain says these gatherings provide hope and unity.
You get that sense of solidarity, and often you do get that sense of hope, being with community. And as allies, I think it's really important that we stand behind First Peoples as they push for changing the date or just more acknowledgement of what this day actually means for them.
Mr. Spurham organises some of the marches in Brisbane. He says they make him feel empowered.
Once I get there, you know, I feel very empowered because there's so many beautiful black people. There's so many amazing young kids coming out, standing up, you know, for our people, and being that next generation of Aboriginal fighters for justice and liberation.
Acknowledging the sensitivity about the date, many local councils have now stopped holding citizenship ceremonies on January 26. Australia Day is marked with a national public holiday. If it falls on the weekend, the public holiday will be on the following Monday. Dr. Finlay says that some workplaces give their employees the option to work on the day and take another day off instead.
If it's not an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander driven event, then I don't think the date should be celebrated. Please take it as a day to work and hopefully encourage your organisation that you work for to think about actually allowing you to work on that day and take another day.
As a second generation migrant, Ms. Husain understands why many migrants want to celebrate their new identity. But she believes all Australians need to have serious conversations about the true history of our country before we can find an inclusive way to celebrate.
I think we have to have that conversation as a country, and then we can talk about, okay, well, what day do we want to celebrate all of that history and then recognise all of that history and then come together, you know, what's the appropriate day to unify all of us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Audrey Boget. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian, and I'm Luana Grant. Until next time.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.